Yeah, world. Hey, man, you just heard an interlude, man. A commercial interview with my homie 71 Spitter, man. Coming out of Florida, man. The craziest, man. Salute to you boys all the time. Keep your head up. My Floridians, you know, stay safe. Wear your mask on, you know what I mean? Don't listen to the others, man. Be safe, man. Social distance, wear your mask. You know, we want this pandemic, you know, to leave us alone so we can get back to the bag. You understand me? So, you know, back to world talk, man. World spit, man. What's going on? World announcement, man. To everybody, please get out there and vote, man. You're going to vote early. Go vote early. I need everybody to vote. This election is real, man. We have to be heard, man. Don't let them folks deter you from voting. If you could be assistance to an older person or a person without a vehicle or some type of help to someone who can't get to a polling place, be that type of assistance and give a ride to somebody. Give some type of assistance to help the world out, man, to make sure that we get out there and vote, man. Rest in peace, John Lewis. Rest in peace to all our historian blacks that's passed away. Rest in peace to the young ones that's gone too, man. The young ones that's gone too soon. Here in Atlanta, we have had a lot of killing of hip hop young artists, you know, that passed away. So, you know, I wanna really give a stop, man. A shout out to stop the violence, man. We can't keep killing ourselves and then expect for them not to do that to us too. Now, that's just dumb to me, be honest with you. That don't really make no sense to me, bro. You know what I mean? The whole reasoning to doing what we doing is to better ourselves and to better our families and better the people around us in our community. So we can't do that if we continue to do the same thing over and over again. We keep the cycle going over and over again. We're killing each other and doing that, then we'll never come out of that pot, that hole that they put us in. You understand me? So to all my youngsters that's out there listening, man, paying attention, man, or just want to tune in and just want to hear some real spit from a OG, man. Yeah, man, it ain't worth it, homie. You know what I mean? I got homies down the road who done put a bullet in somebody, and he don't know when he getting out. You get what I'm trying to tell you? I got homies who done shot people off of self-protection, and they still battling in court situations. You understand me? It ain't a game to take another man's life. You know what I mean? And it's sad, because I heard a homie of mine said, how many people that you touch when you choose to take another man away from this earth? You get what I'm saying? Homie Mookby said, you touch the man, his kids, if you have kids, you touch the man mother, you touch the man father, you touch his sisters, you touch his brothers, you just don't hurt that man, you hurt everything around that person. So, you know, being honestly, bro, you know, coming from an era where niggas serve you a one, you know what I mean, and shit, after it's done, bro. We could talk about this shit tomorrow, you know what I mean? But you want to serve a one, you got some issues on your chest, you got to get off and serve a nigga one. Straight up, just serve, you know, shit, you lose. This shit, well, you got down, you can fight another day, though, bro. But you niggas using these pistols and shit, homie. Hey, man, you guys, you know, it's always said, the gun don't kill the man, the man killed a man. So, like, being a Georgian, you know, I love my gun rights. But, you know, it's ignorant when you put guns in the hands of unintelligent, unknowledge, stupid, ain't got no reason for doing what you're doing, people. You get what I'm trying to tell you? You know, I see a lot of videos and things on social media where people got them sent up here just going off on with guns, young cats grabbing AKs, Dracos, and shit like that. Bro, let me tell you something. First of all, that's not the only gun that was made. Second of all, you fucked up, because if you fucking with a real killer, you never should let a nigga know you got a pistol. You get what I'm trying to tell you? If you pull that motherfucker, you better let that bitch go. Don't be out here yelling and screaming with a motherfucking Draco in your hand and doing all that stupid shit. Because I guarantee you, you run up on an old nigga and I see a inch of that bitch come out your pocket, I'm going to bust your motherfucking ass. It's just straight up. Because off the rip, I think you're young and you're dumb and you're trying to hurt me. You get what I'm trying to tell you? If I see a little glimpse of that bitch come out your pocket, nigga, I'm straight pulling up shit. God, I don't know what he doing. So what I'm trying to tell you, young niggas, you know, I'm not a boasting ass old nigga. I'm a humble ass old cat, man. And I ain't really old, but I call myself older. Put it like that. I'm an older cat. And I'm humble with myself, though. So my whole thing every day, nigga, and a lot of cats know me, man. My plan every day when I wake up and say hey to the Most High and thank the Most High is I gotta make it home. One thing for sure, two things for certain, between me and you, I got to make it home. So I don't know what you think I'm gonna do, but make it motherfucking home by any means necessary, in my Malcolm X voice. By any means motherfucking necessary, I going to make it home. So this is a call out to all the young dumb ones out there using their pistols and all that dumb shit. Stop it, man. And you got beef with a nigga, serve a nigga one, my nigga. Let's see how you is, man. Put your guns down. Leave your guns on the ground. You know what I mean? And serve a nigga one. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do come from Georgia. So if a nigga is trying to take from you or motherfucking disrespect your house or do some shit like that, or, you know, you do have to protect yourself. That, I'm trying to tell you now, don't be no fool. Please don't be that, because that'll be the dumbest shit in the world for you to be a motherfucking fool, let yourself get shot. I'm not saying that. Don't get shot. Understand what I'm saying? Unnecessary shootings for no fucking reasons are not needed. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Just because you seen a nigga with a Draco don't mean you gotta go ahead and shoot this nigga. You know what I mean? Yeah, the shit sound good for you to get a body, but when you get that body, you know how it is. Do you know what the feeling is? Now, I understand. I know some cats that got bodies, and that was the worst thing for them ever to do, to get their first body. Because when they got their first body, them niggas was heartless. Them niggas was cold. So, you know what I mean? That wasn't the first thing. And I know niggas who got a first body by accident, and that shit didn't sit well with a nigga. You get what I'm trying to tell you? Niggas still had cold sweats about the shit. So, you know, I just want everybody to listen, man. I don't like to play around a lot, man. You know, I like to come to y'all and spit worldly things, man. You know. But yeah, Liz, I done probably got off subject, man. You know, this is real spit Atlanta, man. Anything may come out my mouth at any point in time, dog. Shit. What else going on in the world, man? See, basketball is back. Baseball is back. We got sports back. Something we can watch a little bit and chill on and do some things like that. Yeah. I'm a Braves fan, Hawks fan. You know, I'm a Atlanta fan all the way. All my Atlanta fans, go Dawgs. You know what I mean? All them good fans, what's happening to y'all? I'm glad y'all turned in. What's happening? Everybody turning in for the first time, I thank you for turning in to, you know, Real Split Atlanta. And we're going to take a real intermission break for a moment. I'm going to play y'all some tunes. You know what I mean? Let you listen to some nice tunes real fast while we take a little break. I'll be right back. Hey, baby, we're back at it. Back at it again, man. I hope everybody enjoyed their intermission break for a moment, man. You know what I mean? That's all we got to do, man. Just chill out for a minute, man, and keep on doing what we doing, dog. You know what I mean? That's what we got. Understand me? This is your boy, PS3000, man. Hey, Mr. Player Suede himself. Hey, believe it, man, all the time. Back at you again with Real Spit Atlanta, man. Hey, hey, what's going on in the world, man? Somebody tell me what's going on, man. I hear Megan and Carla B got a new joint coming out. You know, hey, we'll hear the hen and rocking that one these days. I got another guest speaker coming on today. My homie Big Double O Baby coming out of Columbus, Georgia. You know what I mean? You know, new team member to the goddamn Hustle Till We Die Entertainment Click. We're going to reach out to him and speak with him for a moment. Let y'all know what's going on down there on the south side. You know, deep south in Georgia, you know what I mean? How we do it, baby. I had to get me an intermission break going on, you know what I mean? I had to get ready for this thing because everything's going good. Yeah, I told y'all what this is, man. This is Real Spit Atlanta, man. Ain't no playing around with this thing. You know what's going on. You know what's happening, man. Get you a good one rolled up, man, and a nice drink on the side and listen to real shit that's coming out of Atlanta, man. We got later on this week, man, we got interviews coming on with my boy Diligent, man. My boy, longtime friend of mine, man, go all the way back to Colonel Colony, man. We should have him on here Friday, man. So tune back in on Friday, check out what's going on with him and his brand. Got my homeboy DJ Monte. He gonna be checking in. You know who he is from Hot 107.9, man. You got heard him a lot of times, man. Been on the road with T-Pain and a lot of good things, man. Gonna have him checking in. My homeboy Dizzle got a new joint coming out called Lit. You know what I mean? He gonna check in, let y'all know what he got going on. Oh man, I got a roster of interviews coming up, man. So y'all gotta stay tuned, man. One half of that Intoxicated Crew, that boy Be Real with Intoxicated Clothing. You gonna get done checking in one day, man. You know, this thing gonna be major, man. So I need everybody to stay tuned in to Real Talk Atlanta, man. I got some CEOs coming in. I got a bunch of record label owners, business owners, you know, black business owners. I'm gonna holler at my homeboy King Quill. You know what I mean? Queer Production, you know, he coming up. My homeboy Walter Fat Pockets over there with Go Hard Entertainment and what he got going on the east side of Atlanta, man. We gonna be hollering at every part of Atlanta, man. So I want everybody to stay tuned in. Whew. Cause it's getting hot in this goddamn studio, man. I finna lift y'all on the intermission break, man. And be right back in a quick second, man. Let's see what kind of tunes we got going on for you guys, man. We're gonna let you mellow out for a little bit. Let you hear some stuff you ain't never heard before, man. We're gonna see what we got going on here. Like I say, man, once again, this is Real Spit Atlanta, man, with your boy Player Suede, man. You know, Hustle Till We Die Entertainment. Ain't no playing with it. We gonna kick y'all with some more tunes real fast. Put y'all on the intermission break for a second. And I'll be right back. Get at you in a minute, man. This shit by PS3000, man. I told you, Player Suede, Real Spit Atlanta. We ain't joking. We coming with you. Thank you. Back at it. Back at it again, man. He'll live on Real Spit Atlanta, man. So what's going on in the world? What's going on in the streets of Atlanta? Okay, I just got some information in, man, on the line, man. Did y'all know, on serious thought, man, that this fool, the one that got fired, you know, from shooting Rayshard Brooks, this fool is suing the city. You get what I'm saying? This sucker suing the city. Now, you want to sue the city for the dumb shit that you did, man? I don't understand that shit, man. On Thursday, now, he filed a suit against in the Fourth County Superior Court against the mayor, you know what I mean, and the intern chief, you know what I mean? Not the lady who quit, you know what I'm saying? The intern chief. So, oh man, I don't understand how the hell this gonna really happen in life, dog. I can't, somebody explain to me. They killed this 27-year-old man, you know what I mean? And nigga, you just got fired. You know what I mean? You got fired for killing the nigga. Listen to this. You got fired for killing somebody. You know what I'm saying? So, you get fired. You get fired after shooting somebody. And your ass want to sue. You supposed to get shot. You know, it's an eye for eye. That's the Old Testament. Hey, man. I don't see nothing wrong with that, man. Hey, man. All right, what's going on, man? What's going on else in the world, man? Other good news, man. Hey, man. Shouts out to the state again, man. You know what I mean? Georgia got ranked number one, man, in film production. You know, with all the movies and everything that's jumping up. So, you know, I hope we keep the film production going on. Tyler Perry, appreciate you for doing what you're doing, brother. Keep doing what you're doing, brother. Support more black businesses, brother. Help more black people come off the bottom and get on top, brother. You know, anybody that's trying, hey, man, no problem with you helping them out, man. If he ain't trying, then shit, I understand you don't give a hand out to somebody who ain't trying. That's one thing I truly hate. I hate to see a well-bodied person in ads. Now, I ain't got no problem with giving somebody I know need. But when you ain't got nothing wrong with you, man, all your limbs work, you got good speech, you know, your fuck-ups is on your own choosing. I can't be the one to give to you, man. I got a kind heart. That's probably one of the biggest problems I got out my whole life, man, because I'm a Pisces. I'm a kind-hearted person. But I can't give to somebody who I don't see doing shit. You understand me? So I'm just being real. 100 and how it's going to be, man. You know. So that's just the way it kicks in life. And life is going to kick. You get what I'm saying? I know some people say, okay, how you going to be like that? You don't know what's wrong with that person. This, that, and the third. Yeah, you're right. You know, you might be walking over your blessing. That might be God in disguise. God made me in his own image. That's one thing y'all don't understand. So within me, he blew breath inside of that clay, which means God is within inside of me. So I consider myself, I am a God. And if my choosing of liking that a person motherfucker ain't really doing to their capabilities and I can't assist that shit, then shit, that's just the way I feel, you know. Damn if I'm wrong, damn if I'm right. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So, I'm just being 100, man. You know, I gotta come with y'all, man. Like I say, spit real talk coming off these Atlanta streets, man. Alright, what else going on, man? I'll let y'all know we number one. We ranked number one in the film production right now, man. So y'all know you give kudos out shots to my state, man, for being number one, man. Shit, man. To all my fellas, I know I got a lot of Fast and the Furious fellas in the state of Georgia. in the city of Atlanta lately. You know what I mean? We got a lot of Fast and the Furious motherfuckers out there, man. So let y'all know, man. Atlanta, they cracking down, man. So, you know, all y'all doing, y'all rides, man, doing what you're doing and spinning out, man. Let y'all know, man, the city's goddamn fining everybody, man. They cracking down on the racing, street racing, man. A minimum fine of $1,000, man, plus court costs, man. Hey, man, imprisonment up to 6 months. So, you know, if we can't get together and go find us a track, go down to Hampton and get with them race folks and have race week out there and rent the cars on the tracks or find somebody that got a couple of acres of land to let you come and do a straight quarter mile loan and we gather with and make payments out and do some shit legitly. Hey, man, I don't want to see none of the young cats and everybody who enjoy fast cars and big engines and loud pipes and all that good stuff and spinning wheels to get locked up and fined for bullshit. You know what I'm trying to tell you? It's always a way to outdo and better do the system. So, you know, whoever is out there getting these gatherings of racers, you know, Fast and the Furious cats together, you know, I wish you could contact with me, get in at Player Sway on IG or, you know, playersway@yahoo.com, and we can sit down and try to get with some of these places that try to throw some real major events for these car races, man, to get this thing legit and stop doing all this illegal stuff so we won't have to worry about nobody getting hurt, all these fines, all this jail time. We know everybody just want to have a good time, enjoy life, and have a great time. So let's reach out to me, man. I'm reaching out to y'all on this podcast, you know, 100 Real Spit. You know, trying to get things better, want to see my city better, want to see my state better, man. And I mean, want this bullshit to stop. So, I need everybody once again, you know, reach out to me, man. My Fast and the Furious folk, man. Y'all reach out to me, man. Let me know what's going on. You know, you spoke about the massive heroin bust today, man. Told y'all about that fool sitting up here, suing the city because he done shot, he done killed somebody. Now he want to sue the city because he done killed somebody. The dumbest shit ever I heard in my goddamn life. Within the last 24 hours, man, up there in the Buckhead side, man, tell y'all again too, youngest man, stop trying to take a nigga's shit, man. Stop it. Trying to slide, nigga. Stop trying to do the moonwalk, nigga. Stop listening to Drake's song and sliding in nigga's shit, man. Let me try to tell you something, man. So a slider, you know what I mean? Try to take an SUV up in Buckhead, man. You know what I mean? A luxury SUV, a big one, man. Cadillac. You know what I mean? And Zaz got caught up, man. Nigga won't let him take his shit. Understand? I wasn't gonna let you take mine. I ain't even got a luxury SUV. Nigga, I drive around in a Mitsubishi. Let me tell you something. You ain't finna take my shit. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So I know this nigga ain't finna let you take his shit. So, man, y'all, man, use your brains, man, y'all. Boy, I don't know, man. I don't know if y'all mothers ain't get y'all morals right, or I guess a lot of these cats ain't got responsibilities and they ain't got shit to live for, right? But, dog, somebody care about you, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of times a nigga be got down, get caught up, and they say aunties, oh, he's my baby girl. Hey, man, listen. This is what I tell you then, now. If your baby is out there taking another nigga shit and get whopped, your baby wasn't a good person. Understand me? You know, I stand on being real. That means what I believe in, I stand on. Me, myself personally, I never considered myself to be gangster. I never considered myself to be a killer. None of that. Now, I always will claim a hustler, because I'm going to hustle. A hustler don't mean, you know, you portraying one thing and illegal activities. No. A hustle means you just hustle. You know how to goddamn get to it. You're trying to tell you, you ain't stuck one way. You know what I mean? Can't nobody hold you back. You know how to go and get it. If one thing don't shake, you know how to shake something else. You know what I'm trying to tell you? That's a hustler, baby. You know, everybody know about that PS Player Sway. So, you know, being a player, that's something I always, you know, grew up being. You know, my uncle them, Uncle Mike them, you know, had me doing things as a younger. What's up to my family, my bloodline? Hope everybody turning into the podcast, you know. So, I stand on the fact that if someone choose to take, well, shit, they got the right to deserve what it is, because back in the day, you stole, you got your hand cut off. You steal again, you got your other hand cut off. So now you got no hands and you can't take no more. You know what I'm trying to tell you? We don't live in those terrible times. But now, if you take my shit, I got the right to get your ass. You had no right stealing. So, you know what I mean? We just going to do what it do, man, and keep everything copacetic and cool. You know what I'm trying to tell you? So I'm asking everybody, please, stop taking people's shit. Stop doing shit that you don't supposed to do. You get what I'm trying to tell you? And we can be all right. You know what I'm trying to tell you? Let's see, can we get my homie on the line, Double O Baby. You know what I mean? My homie on Double O Baby on the line. You know what I mean? We get Double O Baby on the line, the next interview, and then we'll get the world jumping again. I'm seeing him call, hit him up real fast, see if he's gonna respond. Yeah, man, but like I say, man, I need everybody to stay locked in to Real Spit Atlanta, man. Hit me up at Player Suede on IG, man. Email is Player Suede, that's PLAYASWADE at yahoo.com. And again, that's at PLAYASWADE on IG. At PH3000 on Facebook. Y'all stay on the lookout for Hustle Till We Die Entertainment. You know what I mean? For sending myself, Player Suede. I got an entourage of headhunters out there, man. And that big Double O Baby. You know what I mean? Shoot, I got my homeboy Bam. But I got an entourage of folks that coming on, man. What's happening to my homie K Card out there? Over A&R, you know, cuz I need you to got done, get doing something. God done it. Need you to go get the artist searching. You showing up being lacked and lusted over this goddamn pandemic, you know. Shit, I'm gonna let your ass know. Your ass being lacklustered. You're taking this shit on a break. God damn it. The government didn't give out my goddamn cover my PPP check. God damn it. We just trying to survive and live. We're small business too. They don't even look at us like that. So you know what I mean? Shit. Every time I turn my application in, they tell me no. I don't know what the hell going on. But shit. I'm gonna run my business off this money. What money? Not your money. Yeah, man. Believe it, man. This your boy Player Suede, man. PH3000, man. Coming at you with Real Talk Atlanta, man. Trying to see if my young man ready to get to working, man, and talking. He said he ain't responded yet, so I don't think he's able to call in or me call him in. But yeah, real talk. Let's see what else going on in Atlanta, man. Let's see. I warned all my street racers. I reached out to y'all, man, let y'all know what was going on. I need one of y'all to hit me up, man. I mean, shit, man. Okay, let's see what's going on around here. I might just got a contact from my homie. All right. So, Big Double O Baby, he ain't ready for the interview yet, so he's on his way. He's coming in. So, what we gonna do right now? We gonna find something real new for y'all to listen to. Y'all ain't heard this. You know what I mean? We gonna come with you on something. Make you wonder what's going on in the world. And what I got new for you, man. I want to come play, man. Hey, man. New club, man. New club banger by your boy PH3000. Title Don't Move. I'm a strip clubber. Just rock with me on this one right here. I'm going to play this joint for you. Take this little intermission and chill for a moment. You know what I mean? Everybody rock to me, man. Rock with me. Understand this. A-Town, man. That's how we do it, baby.
What's up, boy? Allure.
Turn around and she drunk a little more. Always catch you in design and shit. Yep. Clicks you with what's bad bitches. All them got big ass and titties. Man, where it's at? They'll go and get it. Talking magic city, black club blaze. Turn up off the pin ups. Yep, keep it live off the V line. Never move too quick when I'm a cheater slick. Might find a pink toe that's really with it. Ship it to Vegas, she gon' go get it. Cyber pimping, boy, I'm big kicking. Like Uncle Chad says, big business. Find me a pink toe, really with it. Ship it to Vegas, she gon' go get it. Cyber pimping, I'm big kicking. Like Uncle Chad says, what big business. Ow.
Tell a little bit and go low. Tell a little bit and go low.
Go low.
Tell a little bit and go low.
Go low.
Hey. Told her go to the floor.
To the floor.
Told her go to the floor.
To the floor.
Told her go to the floor.
To the floor.
Oh. We finna pipe up this club.
Yeah, yeah.
We finna pipe up this club.
Yeah, yeah.
Told her go to the floor.
To the floor.
Told her go to the floor.
To the floor.
Told her go to the floor.
Next to the stage, every bad bitch. Plus the ones got the ass did. Fuck it, bring up the average. This one here, let them have it. So did the chicks plus the ratchet. Gon' head, girl, make that ass clap. So the sucker nigga, you get nasty. Let them hate the bitch, know they in last place. Like a Lamborghini in a fast lane. Gon' head, baby, do your own thing. Turn the whole club to a hurricane. Take a look in the ceiling, watch the money rain. Kings of Diamond, Miami. Gold diggers in Houston. Made this one right here. So all y'all can get loose to it. Dames and games in L.A. Charms off in Detroit. Respect the bitch done one. Young player, young in church. Paper rain in Brooklyn. Purple diamond in Memphis. One thing you can believe. A young nigga out here getting it.
Tell a little bit to go low. Tell a little bit to go low. Tell a little bit to go low. Ay, ay. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy, don't move for the pipe but this club. Ayy, ayy, don't move for the pipe but this club. Ayy, ayy, don't. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Told her go to the floor. Ayy.
Yeah. Back at you again, man. Coming back at you again, man. Real spit Atlanta pimp, understand me. I told y'all, man, new hottest podcast out there, man, with real conversation, real talk coming out from Atlanta, baby. I need everybody to stay tuned in, man, Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays, man. Anytime after 5 p.m., baby, you know we gonna bring the world to you, pimp. Understand this, man. Let's see what else going on, man. I hope everybody's being safe once again, man. Everybody's quarantining. Everybody's wearing a mask. It's unnecessary for you to stay. Go out if you do not need to go out, man. If you can stay in, stay in. This is serious, man. These folks think it's a joke, and it's not a joke, man. And I had homies pass away. Got homies still sick. And I don't know what to do, man. And they just making me sick all day long with this shit, man. You got the president who don't want to tell the truth. He want to deny shit and act like he doing what's right. And goddamn lie to the world. And I'm sitting up here thinking about what kind of fools voted this motherfucker in office. Understand me? Who did the dumb shit? That's what I'm trying to figure out. Because I know I ain't do it. I know the people on my side who think like I think, you know. I know shit because I'm a blue collar nigga, dog. You know what I'm trying to tell you? I ain't no rich cat. So I know majority of the world ain't got that much money. So I'm thinking it's the ignorant blue collar motherfuckers vote him in. Because, boy, y'all got to be kicking yourself in the ass right now. Literally. Kicking yourself in the ass, man. This the dumbest orange president we ever had. You was mad because we had a black president in. So you voted an orange president in. What kind of shit? What the fuck? I don't understand the shit, man. I really don't understand the shit. You know, he stood up on national TV when the world know the truth. We see the death tolls. We see the count. and this dummy sit up here and say, no, we got it under control.
We got it under control.
You jackass. Jack, that's not my 45th. You know what I mean? My 45 is a cougar, and that bitch sit beside me. This 45, I don't know what the fuck he is. I'ma be honest with you. I ain't got no prop tell you shit. I didn't vote for the motherfucker. The motherfucker, hey, he's just a dumb motherfucker to me, man. And everybody who around him and support him, if they're doing it genuinely, they some dumb motherfuckers. Understand what I'm telling you? They some dumb motherfuckers. Now, if you're doing this because nigga paying you, you's an ignorant dumb motherfucker. You doing it for money. But if you genuinely, you support this guy, and you's a dumb motherfucker, dog. You dumb. Now, oh, we gonna get to talking because I done got feeling myself and feeling real good. These now go to stem off and today talking about ain't no real thing is racism. Okay, I'm gonna find a clip and I'm gonna record it. I'm gonna rewind it and I'm gonna play it back. We're gonna do that on this episode, but we're gonna get into this right now because this is gonna jump off into it. Ain't no such thing as racism. I can understand that from a white person. Expectation of look at the world. But to be honest, you savage motherfuckers, I'm gonna say it on air podcast, you look back over your time. We go back to the Roman times. You took shit that wasn't yours. You told motherfucker lies. You made motherfuckers believe what you wanted them to believe. The government ran the church, which took over the land. Now, come on now. You know, hey, now when I start talking this way, they're going to say I'm wrong, but I'm going to be honest with y'all now. So, okay. Now, because understand, when the miracle was made and what Europe was going through, let's go back again. Now, I'm not saying slavery wasn't real, because before Europeans got into slavery, it was used to repay a debt. Understood? Listen to what I'm saying. You don't believe me, you can open a book and read. It's simple as that. Okay? Now, slavery's been going on for centuries. You know, we enslaved each other. You know, different continents enslaved. But it was done because of you owed it. Once your debt was paid, you go on about your business. Life is over with. You go and live your life. Okay. These savages, I say it again, beastly, inhumane people went to a continent, seen a different race of people that they took. Now, don't lie. Okay, you go in history and you know the truth now. It was different tribes at certain times to get rid of different tribes, entangled. I had to do that word. Had an entanglement with the Europeans to destroy a other tribe, and they went on against their tribe to get their tribe, by the way. Alright, cool. You know, it's war tactics. People did it. But at the same note, they hurt theyself. In future references, we'll go on and talk about how they hurt theyself on and they destroyed themselves because they gave up too much natural resources to this day that other race of people say this is their land and ain't no way in God giving way of Jesus Christ or whoever you believe in, Allah or Buddha or Hindu or whatever way, whatever book you open up and read that you say these folks, this ain't their land. Alright, we know the God given truth. We know the most high truth. Alright, we know what the truth is. You ain't gonna lie to people like that. So, alright, So you want to go and take, let's say take, because majority of the people you took, which you brought to another land, which was already inhabited by what you so people call the Native American. Okay? Let's see what this, we got people on the line calling. Let's see. So, we got people checking in. What's happening, y'all? What's happening, y'all? I'm glad y'all on the podcast, paying attention, listening in. But, so as I was saying, Native Americans, because the story go on, is sad as fuck. So, you enslave and capture, we're going to say not enslave, because like I say, slavery was already in the world. You know, like I said, it was done as a payment, payback, whatever you did wrong, you paid it back, you got that. You encaptured, took a nation of people, a whole nation, different generations, brothers, mothers, sisters, sons, aunties, uncles, from all over a part of one continent, and pack them on ships, the bottom of the ships, hundreds, 200s, 300s at a time, on top of each other, stacked, stinking, some not even surviving, getting thrown overboard on the way to somebody else's property. Now this is a serious talk now. Throughout your travel, all the islands, now it's a bunch of us that you couldn't contain, you couldn't handle, you couldn't, you know, so that's where my island brothers, that's where we mangled from that route. But once you got here, this land that you claim so forth that you're yours, all you Aryan nations and you white people make America white again, dumb motherfuckers. I'm gonna tell you this on mail, you dumb motherfuckers. Make America great, you dummy. You're not really looking at history. You're just speaking upon dumbness. Whatever your parents taught you and your grandpa, you're dumb. Yeah, all y'all were dumb. Y'all dumb. Trailer park ain't dumb. Compound stand, fucking your cousin, sister, that type of shit dumb. So, this country, imagine now, you had Asians building the railroad. Most majority population of Caucasian Southern wealth came off of two items. The first item was us, African Americans. The second item was fucking cotton, what we fucking sweated and slaved over, picking. Okay, that's how wealth for these Southern and majority Northern, because they had money invested in it all. Everybody did. A lot of presidents were slave owners. The wealth was made off our back to build this land. Okay? So, in other words, we built America. We did. Go look at your history books. Don't put the truth on it. They laid a line on top of it. These words I tell you are out there. You just got to open the books. It's in front of your eyes. It's truth. It is what it is. You can't deny it. It's history. You get what I'm saying? So, you take it from the Native Americans, all right? Use us to make the economy great and build the entire fucking, the fucking shit from the east to the fucking west. Started it in the fucking east and moved everything towards the west, okay? Had the Asians come in to build a fucking goddamn railroads. Okay. So all this is done, we have America, okay, America is built. Now look at the totem pole. Look at the totem pole of wealth and economy and everything in nature. us sweat, I sweat tears, parents dying, kids getting taken away from mothers, being sold, snatched away, mothers being raped by slave owners, and all this good stuff. On the bottom, no wealth. Credit scores are terrible. Can't walk in the bank. We got the Jewish community, which I have no problem with, so don't censor me. They had their Holocaust. We had slavery. Okay? The radio industry, distribution industry, diamond industry, they damn near control. Okay? Nations. My God. Any city you go within, they have their own city. It's a little Chinatown in every state. Guarantee you, your old lady done got her nails done. Guaranteed you, you had some sesame seed wings somewhere. Okay? So, boom. All right? We have our counterparts coming from the south of us, who this president want to build a fucking wall at. He dime me. They come into America. I respect my Spanish brothers, my Hispanic brothers, because they grinders too, man. They hustlers, man. Hey, man, I know a couple of them, man. They like four families in one house, man. They all do different shit, but they all spend together. So, they come in. A lot of things that I really believe posted in our shit, they now own. Landscaping businesses. Every service that we was in servitude to do is being maids, butlers, and yardsmen and all things like that. The Hispanic people have came along and now they have taken that position. All right. So now that leaves us where at? What do they put us at? Okay, cool. We get one or two people here, there. But where does to put our society, our nation as one in the economy belt loop? Where does that put us at? I understand now. I'm a young black business owner trying to do my own by myself. Reached out to many people for assistance. I ain't got too many calls back. When the last time, ask yourself this, dog. I always ask a lot of people this in real life, man. When the last time or the first time you seen a homeless Asian person? Honestly, think about it. Now, if you have, you have. I'm from Atlanta. You know, I travel a lot of places, but where I stay at, I've never seen that, dog. One thing I know about that culture is, if you come from my land and my daddy know your daddy, guess what? I'm not going to let you suffer. I'm going to let you work in my shop. You can stay in my garage till you get on your feet. And you and your family need to do what they do. And once they do what they do, we all good and we help each other out. I may run a nail salon. You may want to run a laundromat. You come and work in my nail salon till you able to get your laundromat started. Then when labor come on, I let my child come work at the laundromat. And then we work each other out. Wealth built. Society is sustained. Community gets stronger. I'm going to say this one more time. Being a black entrepreneur who has financially backed itself and reached out to people that's way more financially steady than I am for any type of assistance, not even monetarial, but just, you know, words of guidance of which way to go, I ain't got a phone call back. This is my own nation, my own society. I'm not upset about it. I already knew it was gonna happen. You get what I'm saying? I was built for this battle to go up this hill. That was the only way I was gonna survive. You know what I'm trying to tell you? If it's not an uphill battle for me, it ain't worth doing it. You get what I'm trying to tell you? So that's why this is what it is, pimp. You know what I mean? So, real spit, man. I want everybody to know how serious within my nation, how serious it is for us to rebuild Black Wall Street, to get our money within our money, man. Believe if you took all the black dollars out of circulation, you think COVID-19 fucked the economy up? Man, hey, my 60 minutes is up, right? I'm coming in. I got another session. I'm finna start this over. I'm not finished, man. So we're gonna let y'all know this popping. This is real Spit Atlanta, man. Get ready, man, because I ain't finished talking. I'm coming back again, pimp. You know what I mean? Stay tuned, baby. And like I say, Big Double O Baby finna come in. We're gonna do an interview with him. Hey, man, y'all get ready, man. Let me know my 60 minutes coming up, man. Got like 4 minutes. Hey, shouts out to the Hoagie Shack. Y'all call in, y'all pick them out, check out the Hoagie Shack LLC. Hey, shouts out to Big On Records. Shouts out to Hustle Till We Die Entertainment, LOE. Shouts out to, my homie, Seven One Spitter, what's happening to you? Shouts out to everybody, man, the whole world, man. Camden Road, Ben Hill, Simpson Road, man, Hollywood, man, Old Net, man, Beseda, man, Gabby Road, man. Second Avenue, man, Glenwood, Gresham Road, man, everybody, dog, you know how we do it, man, you know, I don't never play. I respect the whole hood, every hood. We always gonna love each other, you know what I mean? One thing for sure, two things for certain, you already know, man. This your boy Player Sway, man. Y'all stay tuned to the podcast, Real Spit Atlanta, and I'll be back in a minute, baby. Holla back. What's happening, world? It's your boy Flair Sway, man, coming to you with the new podcast, man, Real Spit Atlanta. What's going on, world? We're on today's session, man. We got some special things happening today. Got a couple of guests gonna tune in later. My homeboy Seven, coming out of Florida, you know what I mean? 7 foot spitter, you know, my homie. Big Double O Baby. You know what I mean? Other than Huncho, he gonna check in with us, man, and see what's going on, man. What's going on in the world today, man? Anybody know what's going on in Atlanta? I hope everybody's being safe. I hope everybody is wearing a mask. I hope everything is being good and great today, man. You know. Well, I did get a phone call earlier from a homie. They had a massive drug bust over in the Bluff, man. I hope all my homies is over there getting money, trying to goddamn survive, and try to do a little something. It's made itself right. Everybody's good and clear. But I heard they had a major, man, about goddamn 170 kilos, man. That's roughly about 374 pounds of heroin, man. They got done calling the Bluff. So I know supply is highly, highly, major supply is highly, highly upset right now. And things going to change. But I think shit is going to probably remain the same, man. I don't think too many folks going to really do anything else. So like I said, man, I heard they had a protest today. Down at the unemployment office, you know, a lot of folks are finna be kind of upset because unemployment, you know, the federal part, the extra $600 a week has been cut off. So, you know, if that's what you were surviving off of, then my prayers go out to you. I hope that you stay safe and great at all points in time. Yeah, man, like I say, man, this is Real Spit Atlanta, man. Like I say, everything we spit on here is truthful, man. We don't lie, we don't play around, man. We speak knowledge, man. So it's major, you know, major. Yeah, I'm having me a nice drink. I told you, listen. Yeah, so I hear that it might be about like $8 million worth of heroin, dog. That's a major lick, man. I don't care what nobody say, man. I don't give a damn. So most likely I know the whoever it is gonna probably come back in. And I heard one of them cats, I got some other news too, man. I heard one of the one of the fellas somewhere out there in Cali got done, just got some type of charge, man. Touching people, man. I don't even know all that, man, but we're going to further check that out. Oh, that boy, Set Off. What's his name? Thing? What, man? My fault, man. Take Off, man. Shoom! Yeah, that way. Yeah, man. Some, you know, L.A., they saying, L.A. saying the goddamn accused of rape, man, at an L.A. party, man. I swear, hope this ain't true. I hope it's all lies and things like that. I hope Take Off ain't have to take off and touch nobody, or they gonna send your ass off straight up. You know what I'm saying, me? Hey, man. You know, I'm glad y'all tuning in to your boy Player Sway, man. You know me, man. I just talk a lot of major shit, man. Real talk, Atlanta. Shit, man. Yeah, man, this, you hear about this beef too, man. Hey, man, you don't need to be going on with this, man. I hear y'all boys got this beef with Lil Baby and things. Y'all been hearing about that? Shit, I hear that these boys kind of jealous of the money and the fame that youngster getting. Let me tell you something, man. This is reviving though in the music industry, man. You know what I mean? A hit record. Anybody can make a hit record. A wise person in the game told me this. It's always how you market that music to make it a hit. You get what I'm trying to tell you? So right now, as I mentioned and tell you this, from knowing personally, being in the game for a while, like I say, I signed my deal with Big Hunk probably back in 94. I was a youngster back then. No, you know, young cat, ninth grade, you know, still in high school doing young things. So, and been on stage with some of the major people you probably look up to in the world right now, the Hot Boys, Trina, shit. Been on stage with a lot of folks. Shit, well, shit, Too Short, goddamn it, Snoop came in town one time, man, but this is on another business trip. But you know, like I say though, but like, don't get it confused, man. And you know, these guys are from the north side of Atlanta, man. That's you talking about Gwinnett, Alpharetta, you know, north side of Atlanta. Ain't really too much, you know, when it came out, it was Trinidad, James, and them type of cats. And the first time you started hearing Rich Homie Quan and all that, so you know. The way the story was told, you know, them guys came to the South Side, man, and moved in, man. It was impressed by the way that them guys over at QC had they set up. So, you know, I never took the Migos as being gangster, being hard. Being honest with you, dog, I've been in Atlanta a long time. I stayed a lot of places. West Side, East Side, North Side, South Side. I stayed there, well, you know, Cobb County. I stayed up on the north side of Atlanta, Sandy Spring. I stayed on the west side, you know, went to high school on that side. You know, I always rep South Side, Southwest Atlanta. You know, been here, been real. You know, I always been part of that. So, just knowing this and knowing what life is about, you know, Migos, to me personally, was never street. I got people going in. I got a caller coming in. Right now, I'm finna call in my homie. On the line, my homie Seven. 7 foot spitter. So y'all just hold on for a moment. Let me get my homie Seven, and I'm gonna get at you guys in a second.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yo, what's good, my brother?
What's happening, my dude, my guy, man? World familiar, man. Right here on Spit, Real Spit Atlanta, man. I got one of the Florida's greatest, man, 7 foot spitter, my homie, man. I want you to introduce the world, 7 footer, man. Who am I talking to right now, man?
Man, this 7'1" spitter, man. I'm gonna keep it tall with you the craziest way, man. Badass Jits owner, man. The craziest skit comedy show owner. 7'1" spitter. I'm gonna keep it tall with you, man.
100, my brother. Hey, man, let the world know, man, all the links too, man. They can follow you and your crew at, man. They can stay linked in to you, man. Let them see your brand.
On Facebook, I'm Seven Nance. If you go on there, you can check the business page out. Badass Jits and more. It's the business page. We also have Seven VII Music. You can catch me on that. On IG, you can hit me up at FWEWAY. Then the company page, the crazy is DA_KRAZIES.
Okay, 100, 100, brother. Hey, man, world, I need y'all to link up with my brother, man. Follow him, man. Like him, man. Do all the good stuff, man. Black promote black, man. You know how we do it, man. Hey, Seven, man, just hollering at you, man. I know on real serious talk, man. You know, we got this pandemic going on down there, man. How's everything looking down there in Florida to you, man?
Hey, man, it's just, man, it looks backwards, man. I don't know what's going on. Sometimes it's mad, sometimes it's not mad, man. I'm just ready for it to be over, man. They stopping the bag. That's it. That's all I know.
Okay, that's understand, man. Real hustlers talk about bags, man. That's what they trying to get. Understand that, big bro, man. Hey, man, I'm glad you was able to call in to the podcast, man. I just want to reach out to you, man. I'm going to call you up sometime later, man. I always kick it in to you, man. I'm glad you can reach out to the fellas up here in Atlanta, man.
Already, man. Appreciate you for having me on Real Spit, man, with my dog, man. We go back a long way, man. Y'all already know what it is, man. 7-1 Spit of the crazy way, man. And my dog, hey. Player Sway. Y'all know what it is, man.
Hey, man, you already know Seven, man. Hey, man, stay linked in, man. I'm going to give you a call, man, later on, man. We're going to chop it up a little bit more, homie.
All right, say less, man.
All right, be safe, blood.
Salute.
Yep.